For many people, jazz means something like this. But what about this? This is free music, an unconventional jazz form that gained popularity in the 1960s. One of its leading proponents in Europe is jazz pianist Irene Schweitzer, who you heard playing in that second clip. The Grande Dame of Swiss jazz, who turns 70 on June 2nd, is no stranger to breaking convention. She has also been involved in the battles for women's rights and against apartheid. Plus, she has had to make it in a largely male jazz world. Swiss Info journalist Isabel Leibold-Johnson met Schweitzer to talk about her life.
This 70th birthday year has been a busy one for jazz pianist Irene Schweitzer. A highlight has been a concert in April at the prestigious Turnhalle Hall in Zurich, normally the preserve of classical music.
I was quite honored to be asked to play at the Turnhalle, which is not, of course, my ambiente. I'm used to play in smaller places, festivals and jazz clubs and little theatres, but the Turnhalle is something else. But it's acoustically, of course, the best you can get, but usually the people are quite stiff, and so I was a bit worried that it would not be a good ambiente. But all my friends came, all my fans came, and it was great. I walked in the hall, and without having played one note, I had already standing ovation.
The self-taught pianist was born in 1941 and first heard jazz being played when dance bands practiced above her parents' restaurant in Schaffhausen.
I was playing accordion before and Swiss folk music on the accordion at the age of 8 to 12. And then when I was 12, 13, for the first time I heard jazz. And I was just, tuck,
You were blown away.
Yes, maybe. I was blown away with this music. And from then on, I wanted to play jazz.
After winning a prize in an amateur jazz competition in 1960, much to the surprise of the male musicians there, Schweitzer later moved to Zurich, where she came into contact with exiled South African jazz musicians at the legendary Café Africana.
I studied the American jazz, of course. Also, I had all the records available of the time of Miles Davis, John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk and all those people. I had all the records. But the South African jazz was different. It was more happy, more joyous. It was a different music, but it got to me right away into my heart.
Here she is playing with the drummer, Louis Moholo. The late 1960s brought another change, free jazz, or free music as it is now known. This was all about breaking down the normal conventions of jazz. Schweitzer became one of the key European pioneers. Here she is in all her improvising glory in a more recent recording called Willisau. But audiences didn't like the style at the beginning.
They thought, oh my God, what kind of music is this now? Because it was, of course, different. It was revolutionary. It was a revolution, this music, you know. And we fight against the government, against the apartheid, against the, in America, you know, there was the black people who were very angry, revolting against the laws.
Audiences also had to get used to a woman playing such radical music. Schweitzer was, for example, not above using her elbows on the keyboard, making her way in the male jazz world needed willpower. During the 1970s, she became involved in the women's liberation movement and joined the feminist improvising group, the first all-women group of its kind. Schweitzer still plays with two former group members, a vocalist and a double bass player, as Les Diaboliques, which you can hear now.
There are two aspects of people who play free music. Now, there are some musicians who come from the classical side and the other comes from the jazz side. And when they play together, it works, because we don't play tunes and no rhythms. It's nothing fixed. It's always free. And we have to listen carefully to each other. And with Les Diaboliques, it's now we've been playing over 30 years together.
Although she now does fewer tours, Schweitzer still loves to perform. Here she is playing a track called Ganache. What does music mean to her?
It's a joy, it's great, you know, to be able to do that, to play, to have people who make music together and we're listening to each other and we have fun, and now people accept us also, most of them now, no matter what we play, they like it more and more, you know, it's really nice, it's, yeah, it actually couldn't be better.